Welcome, David Bassey. Dave, thanks for jumping on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy Rodney's back. You know, I watched Below Deck, that reality show, and I felt like I was imagining Rodney being served by the crew of Below Deck on that vacation with Magic.
That's funny. I watched that show too, Dave, and I asked the crew how real that is, and they said absolutely none of it is real.
Yeah, why'd you ruin it for
broke
me,
my
Rodney?
Heart. Broke my heart, Dave. Broke my heart.
Dave, reality TV is scripted.
Yeah, Dave.
You're aware of that, Dave.
I know. I know the Kardashians are scripted. I was hoping Below Deck was a little bit less scripted.
Yeah, they embellish a little bit, but the romance stuff definitely does happen, Dave. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Hey, that was always my dream to be one of the deck people on a boat, having some romance, Rodney.
Dare to dream, Dave. Dare to dream.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's get to the dream is not Kenta Maeda's to come out of the bullpen. Ross Stripling also ends up there. From what we heard yesterday, neither one were really pleased. Is that the case?
Well, it seems like Ross kind of knew this was coming one way or the other, and I think he's embracing it a little bit more. Kenta, I'm sure, is a little bit more disappointed because he's pitched really good as a starter. And let's not forget, too, he's very aware of his contract situation that, you know, continues to escalate with different clauses and starts. Nothing is tied to being a reliever. And it'll be interesting to see, number one, how he embraces this. Number two, how he responds, because it's one thing to do it for 2 weeks, knowing your finish line is just 2 weeks away. This is 2+ months away from the finish line. Will he be able to give as much as he did in the postseason in the World Series as he is going to have to give now in the bullpen for the last 2 months of the regular season? And Dave Roberts made it sound like he is not automatically going to be the closer. It seems like he is going to get part of the ninth inning, and he's still going to mix and match depending on matchups.
Hey, Dave, do we know anything new on Kenley and when he might be back or how that's going?
We don't know anything new, Rodney. Andrew Friedman said over the weekend he's going back for a follow-up with his cardiologist on August 20th, which is in another week or so. I'm sure we'll see him out at Dodger Stadium today doing some exercises away from the baseball field. And I think from there, we'll learn a little bit more from Kenley firsthand. But I think right now it's in the holding pattern until the doctors decide what to do and what course of action to take. And for me, Rodney, I think everybody is being a little bit nonchalant about how serious this is with Kenley. Yes, he's had irregular heartbeats in the past, but more importantly, he had heart surgery to try to correct this problem. And here we are again, and here he is again, having to deal with irregular heartbeats. So this is more serious than a hamstring, than a groin, and I feel like the fans are taking that a little bit for granted.
Dave, couldn't they just, because this seems to occur when he's in high altitude in Denver, just not have him pitch in Denver?
That's one solution, Fred, but the altitude doesn't cause irregular heartbeats. It just amplifies whatever is going on, and that's where it really was brought to the forefront back in 2012, that he had a serious heart issue and he needed to correct it surgically. So the high altitude plays a part into it, but from what I've gathered, it's not the sole reason why he's had an irregular heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, it is something that you, especially the history of him, you have to take it seriously. And then you hear the stories of in the past of several athletes that have had some critical situations in terms of their heart and their heartbeat. So you have to take it seriously. Getting back to the bullpen, though, I know they're kind of feeling their way through.
Do we have to, Rodney?
I know
we have to.
We do, because, you know, over the weekend and losing 3 out of 4 to Colorado and the way that they lost, it's got to be very frustrating. And I know for Dave Roberts and that staff, figuring out what's the right combination, have they settled in on that, or is it still a work in progress for the next week or two until we figure out exactly what's happening with Kenley?
As good as Dave Roberts has been the first 2 years as manager of the Dodgers, he has always had Kenley Jansen and really above average bullpen to get the ball to Kenley. This is his first experience as a manager having to navigate a bullpen without having that surefire closer that not only he would bring in the ninth inning, but also the eighth inning. So from what I saw on this road trip, he's still trying to navigate how to handle this ninth inning and how to handle the subsequent innings before that. And he's going to continue to go with the matchups. He's kind of caught in a catch-22. You know, fans are going to second-guess him. Why did you not leave this guy in? Why did you not bring in this guy? But really, all those options that fans are second-guessing him with are the same options that fans are criticizing. So it's a tough spot to be in. It reminds me of the tough spot Grady Little was in with the 03 Red Sox when they had no bullpen. So I will say this, though, in defense of the relief pitchers in that bullpen, they have been very good as a group because Dave Roberts has put them in position to succeed, depending on the part of the lineup that's coming up, depending on the matchups. And now he's being taken out of his comfort zone, and these relief pitchers have been taken out of their comfort zone. So that's the reason why it imploded a little bit in these four games. And one more thing, I know I'm going on here, but really the seventh inning has been the big problem for the Dodger bullpen all season long, even with Kenley Jansen. They have given up more runs in the seventh inning than any other inning that they've played in.
So that's where you'll see Stripling.
You'll probably see Stripling there. Yeah, you'll see Stripling bridging the gap from the starter to the rest of the bullpen. And one guy, you know, I don't know if you guys heard me a month ago. I'm the conductor of that Caleb Ferguson train. They got to use Caleb Ferguson more moving forward because he's a star.
All right, Dave. Manny Machado, he got here, and there was a boost of adrenaline. He's not really tearing the cover off the ball now, though.
No, he isn't, Fred. It seems like maybe he's trying a little bit too hard, maybe pressing a little bit. We all know he's a really good hitter, and it just seems like right now he doesn't look like himself. And I felt like it started on the last homestand when the Dodgers came back from that 10-game road trip and Manny was rolling. It seemed like on that homestand he started to press a little bit with the new team, the new fans, and the home ballpark. And I think that's where the snowball started. So hopefully he can reset in these three games against the Giants, because everybody wants to point the finger at the pitching staff, at the bullpen. But not only can the bullpen and the starters pick up, you know, some of the slack here that is left by Kenley Jansen being on the shelf, but also the offense has got to do better. I mean, to score only three runs in the last two games at Coors Field, that's not going to get it done up there. You got to score runs up there. And to put this all on the bullpen, the offense would have scored more runs. They would have had more of a cushion to work with, and they wouldn't have been tied in that situation last night. So three runs in two games at Coors Field, the offense has got to do better. And oh, by the way, guys, speaking of offense, Logan Forsythe is hitting a cool .412 for the Minnesota Twins.
What?
Who knew? Yeah, well, you know what? I'd still rather have Dozier.
Me too. But I'm just saying, it just goes to a point where, you know, some guys can't handle playing in Los Angeles.
No, you're absolutely right. Speaking about big moments, I didn't realize this until you said it, Dave, about Bumgarner and Kershaw facing each other for the first time since 2016. That's incredible. And I know that they've, you know, kind of had some injuries back and forth over those last couple of years. But how big a game is this for the Dodgers tonight?
It's a huge game. It's a huge series for the Dodgers. And really, from here on out, Rodney, they all are, because they're not running away with this division. The Rockies gained ground on this last four games in Coors Field on the Dodgers and Diamondbacks. So it's a three-team race. And if you look at it, outside the Chicago Cubs, there's only a couple of games separating four teams in the National League. So, you know, all this talk that you can't say there's a big game in August, yes, you can. This is a pennant race, and you're without your closer. You've got to win as many as possible.
Well, Dave, thanks for jumping on. Appreciate the info as always, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Okay, guys, thanks.